Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. And I will see my dream come alive at last. I will touch the sky, and the night's gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna change my mind.
Watson and Face of the Heart, and this is Until You Walk the Path, You Don't Know Where It Goes. I'm Teresa Chase. Happy Thursday, everybody. I would like to wish all our veterans and military personnel, both here and abroad, Happy Armed Services Day. It's a little early, but we are indebted to you, and we need to help you get back your lives when you do come back home. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is promoting programs that will help you get your lives back. And today I am hosting Sherry Atherson, and she is from the Hearth Foundation, and she also has a program dealing with peer support and equine therapy. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We met on Facebook through our mutual interest. Could you tell my listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I currently am founder and president of Hearth Foundation, but prior to that, I used to do corporate America and was heavily involved in startups in high-tech land. And, retired and did a lot of stuff with our horses and toured around the U.S. with my daughter and did show jumping. And now it's time in my life where I want to do something and give back. And so I founded Hearth Foundation to do exactly that. And I'm putting all my efforts and time into seeing if I can make a difference into veterans' lives.
What does Hearth stand for?
Hearth stands for Healing and Recovery Through Horses.
So it's very similar to PATH.
Well, PATH is a certification, mm-hmm. and it's the same idea in that they use horses to help with healing. And we focus at our foundation really on mental health, mental wellness, and not so much the physical aspect of that. So we use horses on the ground to really work on, you know, relationship issues, trust issues, and, you know, all those conditions, et cetera, that come along with PTSD. So that is really our focus, and we use our horses as a tool and a companion to help in that area.
Why did you start the program?
Well, I actually was born in Canada, and I came to the U.S. and went through the program and became a citizen and went through that ceremony. And to me, that was a very emotional ceremony because it's really a choice to commit allegiance to a country and to commit allegiance to the United States. And that was an important thing for me. And I feel it's important to thank the men and women who are doing what they do to keep America fabulous, to, you know, protect our freedom and our rights. And this is my way of trying to say, you know, thank you. Thank you for stepping up and doing that for the country.
We're producing a TV series called Horses and Heroes that will be also combining peer support and equine therapy. But one of the things that I've been steadfast is keeping the politics out of it. because there are so many who are using veteran issues as political footballs. And that's simply wrong. From what I read about your organization, you also do that. That is strictly about the help and healing.
Yes, that's, I mean, this is what we do. We're, you know, we actually, everybody here is volunteering. We have a wonderful facility, and our focus is entirely on that. We don't try to delve into any of the drama that's in the world today. And, you know, there's a lot of issues around the VA and things like that. But, you know, we're out here in the middle of nowhere on a lake. And, boy, when you come here, you don't even want to think about that stuff. You just, that all goes away, and you just focus on what really is important.
Yeah. I looked at some of the pictures on your website and on your Facebook page. It looks amazing.
Thank you. It's a piece of paradise.
Yes, it is. But it's, you're right, you're out in the middle of nowhere. You've kept it low tech, and it's not that, you know, you went back to the pioneer days because you used to have all the comforts, but it's a step away from the rush and the stress of the modern day life, and I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, you've got that exactly right. I mean, we're only a few miles off the highway, but when you get back here, it's a little windy road, and really you get back here, and all you hear are birds and just, and you know, the sounds of the lake and the sounds of the horses, and you really just take a breath. So I think that's key to be in a place like that, you know, to really just, you know, focus on yourself and what's important. Just ignore all those pressures and all that input that comes in from being around all the traffic and the sirens and the people,
mm-hmm.
and just really step back and really think about what's important and to heal. And because this environment, I think, is so perfect for that, we're actually expanding our programs, and we're starting our first weekend retreat. We've got it scheduled for June. And we'll be scheduling several more after that, really focusing in on certain areas. So we'll have one geared for family, one for couples, and then one for individual warriors. And they won't be huge groups, but they'll actually stay on the property, and we'll be able to take advantage of all we have to offer out here, which is just wonderful to just be in this environment. You know, the stars are beautiful at night. The mornings are peaceful and really quiet. So there'll be a lot of time for reflection and, you know, of course, to work with the horses and really just go through and explore some of the things that are currently causing issues.
What are, could you give me an example of what your program's like? What is a normal session?
Well, that, I'll tell you right now, that varies because everybody's different, and we try to gear our programs to the people that are attending. And so it really depends on your goals. We do have licensed counselor here that is available if the veteran requests that service.
Mm-hmm.
Normally we start off, you know, we start off learning about a horse. And so we learn how to, you know, how to be safe, how to groom, how to be around them, how to work with them. We have a horsemanship class, and, you know, we have a wonderful instructor that's a real talented horsewoman. And it's, everything's on the ground. We don't do any riding, but really it's a progression along those lines about how you work with horses, and you go at your own pace. And, you know, it just brings you back to that place, that your happy place, or gives you some release from some of the stress and anxiety. And, you know, that's everybody reacts differently. So it's really, we work with people and they like different things. And so we tend to do our programs that way.
Well, with working with the horses, you said there's no riding involved. Does it eventually move towards that direction?
No. No, we are entirely on the ground. Our horses are great big warm bloods. You know, they used to run around but they used to go around the U.S. and we used to do show jumping, you know, in the stadium jumping. And they're very large animals. And so what we're doing in our programs is really working on relationships. We're working on trust. We're working on that confidence. We're using the horse as a mirror. So a horse is, by nature, hypervigilant. In other words, they're really aware of what's in there around, right around them, because they need to react if there's a danger.
Right.
And a veteran obviously can relate to that because they have that same hypervigilance. And so what tends to happen is they relate very well to a horse and understand that hypervigilance. But the thing with a horse is that it reacts immediately. So if you're coming to walk up to a horse and you're stressed and you're anxious or you're yelling, that horse is going to walk away from you.
Right.
So you're going to realize right away that energy you're putting off. And, you know, just being aware can lead to a change in behavior, which, again, helps, you know, the therapeutic, you know, gives you help in the therapeutic avenues.
So, yeah, they also very, very much mirror what you're feeling.
They do. They exactly do that. So even if you don't realize it, they're going to tell you. And so you don't need any words. You don't have to talk about it. You're just going to know right away in that silent communication with your horse. So, we get to the point where people can walk around the arena and go through obstacles without a lead rope on, you know, so they've got that relationship with the horse where they can work with the horse and, you know, get it to do things. So, you know, that's a good feeling when you get to do that.
Yeah.
So take some time. And again, it's building the relationship.
Just so you know, you're hitting a button and we're getting a beeping from your phone.
Oh.
Sorry. Just thought you should be aware.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I know with the programs that do get them into the saddle, it's a next level, and I know you are eventually going to move in that direction.
Yeah, our plan is not immediately. It may be someday we will go down that path.
Okay.
Where we do start riding. We need a different kind of horse for that,
okay,
to be honest. Yep.
But with, you know, the programs that do the riding, the riding a horse uses the same muscles that a person uses when they're walking. And so that is one way to reignite or reestablish that mind-body reaction. And, you know, it helps the body remember how it used to work. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, and that's really appropriate when you're working on physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're not doing any physical therapy here. So that's a little bit of a difference in why we chose to not go down the avenue of riding, you know, because we are working on different things. But you're exactly right. There is the movement in the horse that connects to you and your brain and the way things work in your brain.
Right. So, yeah, working with the horses, it's another form of therapy that doesn't involve drugs or, basically, lying on the couch telling somebody your problem.
That's true. I mean, you said people, it's funny, when people are around horses, you know, a horse is a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk around and talk to your horse all day, and you know what? As long as you're calm about it, they're right there beside you.
Yeah. You also, from what I understand, do like peer therapy, where you get the veterans together.
We do some sessions like that. They're called our Get Acquainted sessions. And, again, a lot of that's going to happen when we do our weekend retreats as well. That's going to be a part of it. But we do some sessions where we get some together and we just work with the horses and then we cook something on the grill and we all talk, you know, and it's just very casual. There's no agenda. People talk about what they want to talk about. It could be the weather. It could be anything. But, you know, it's a comfortable, safe setting. And so I think that's an important thing to have, somewhere where people feel safe.
Tell us about your horses. I know they're retired show horses, but I'm sure they've got different personalities.
They certainly do. Each one has their own personality. So what they used to do was show jumping. So they used to be on the road about 30-some weeks every year. So, in fact, they were more comfortable away from the farm, or they did spend more time away from the farm than they were at the farm. But they were used to a very high-stress environment, and so they all react different like that. And they're kind of enjoying their life here. But each one is different. And we have our horses rated, and I've got everything from a I have a retired Grand Prix horse that literally we let walk around loose during the day, and he never goes anywhere. He's about 27, 28 years old. He was imported from Germany, and he's like the puppy dog of the barn. And then we go everywhere, all the way to our 18-hand, Danish Warmblood that was an amazing jumper. And is a big dweeb, but, you know, he has very strong opinions about where he wants to go and when he wants to go. And so, you know, in the cross ties, he's a baby, but when you start going around and doing things with him, you'll see a whole different side come out. So, you know, there is a progression in terms of our personalities, in terms of the horse we would pair you up with. And it's kind of fun just to at least advance and try, you know, working with different ones because they all react very differently.
Well, they're like people. They've got their own personalities.
They certainly do. Absolutely.
How many horses do you have?
We have 10 in the program right now. And as I said, we have everything from the easygoing one to the more opinionated ones. And the smallest is 15.3, and the tallest one is 18 hands. So that's a pretty tall guy.
Yeah, I'm 5 foot tall. That would be very intimidating. I could probably walk underneath him without, you know, mussing my hair.
It's funny, yes.
So you've got the weekend retreats this summer. What are your year-round programs?
Well, we are currently scheduling them. The weekend retreats will be starting, and we'll continue them all year round, depending on the demand. We may have more, of course, in the warmer months, and less in the cooler months. But we can work here at the farm with our horses and everything else, no matter what the weather outside is. We have a huge covered arena. It's 150 by 240, so we are under there, no matter if it's pouring rain or hot sun, which is typically the case in the summer days. So we'll organize things a little bit differently based on the weather, but we will have, as I said, we will be offering things all year round. And we also have a horsemanship class. We just finished up one session of that, and it's a 6-week class, and where people progress through working with horses on the ground and learning a lot about, you know, how they communicate, how they talk to you, what you need to do to ask them to do something, and practicing lunging and free lunging and all of those good things that you would need to learn to advance your skills as a horseman.
Don't you have an arms services day?
That's a specific event that's coming up on Saturday. I don't know why I didn't even mention that, but it's to celebrate Armed Forces Day, and we're honoring 9 of our local veterans, and they are getting presented with their quilts of valor, and these are handmade quilts that some local ladies create, although the organization is national, and they put in the quilts information about each veteran, so what their service dates were, maybe what their specialty was, their rank, those kinds of things get embedded into these wonderful quilts. So 9 local veterans are getting honored with that. And of course we'll have the honor guard and everything here as well. And we'll also have some testimonials from folks that have come to our programs, and they're going to talk a little bit about their experience. And then we're going to have some trick riders come in. And these are girls that have, you know, they work in the movie industry as well, and they do stunt riding and, tour around the country. But they're coming to perform here, so we're quite excited about that. And that's happening here on Saturday at our farm from 10 till 2. We'll also have a large silent auction and a huge garage sale, again, with all the proceeds going to Hearts Foundation. So it'll be quite a day, and the weather's supposed to be perfect.
So we're getting to the shameless self-promotion. So where is here?
Here is in at Sunset Cliff Farm in Burnet, Texas. And that is about 50 miles northwest of Austin, about 55 miles from Fort Hood, and I guess about 80, 90 miles from San Antonio. But we're kind of right here in the Texas Hill Country. And our website has all that information, and you can find out more about our website at www.hearth, healing and recovery through horses, hearthtx.org. and it has all the information there. And also, if anyone's interested in trying out our programs or learning more about them, you know, again, going to our website and sending an email on, there's a way to contact us through the site, info@hearthpath.com, and we'd be happy to. There's also phone numbers listed on the website. And, of course, we have a Facebook page, Hearth Foundation, and we have a lot of information there as well. We are always looking for, you know, to get the word out about our programs and to really reach veterans that might benefit. And we are also looking for sponsors to help us, you know, keep up these programs and provide more. Horses are expensive, so we're always looking for people to support what we do here as well. We survive entirely on the generosity of our community and our sponsors. So, said we just like to get the word out that this is what we do. And we have a really first-class facility out here with all the luxuries of that you'd expect at a nice facility. And again, with being on the lake and just being out here, it is just a piece of paradise.
Do you have, like, cabins or facilities where people can actually stay on the farm?
Yeah, that's what we have as part of our weekend programs. We have, we call them little bug houses, but, you know, we do have facilities to do that, and that's part of the advantage of being here, that, you know, you can take advantage of just not having to worry about things once you get here. So it's all taken care of. When you get here, there's a place to stay, and food's provided, and all of those good things. So, you know, it's a great opportunity.
What are the, for veterans, what are the age limits? I know in order to enlist, you have to be at least 18. But there are veterans from World War II and Korea and Nam who are getting to an age where they have issues to deal with.
We don't have handicap facilities here in terms of the cabins. You know, there are stairs you have to get up and down, so we're not equipped to handle that. We do have, you know, there is a Vietnam veteran, for example, that takes part in our program that requires a cane, and, you know, certainly we accommodate that. We just can't accommodate, you know, bad disabilities that prevent people from going upstairs or moving around, that, you know, those kinds of things. So, sadly, we're not equipped for that, but I hope that we can service a good number of people anyway here.
Well, there's a lot of World War II. There's over a million World War II vets still alive, and yes, they are getting into their 80s, but they are still mobile.
Oh yeah, that they're well, we are. They are welcome here.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. You're a new organization, so you are looking for donations and for sponsors.
We are.
How would people get money to you?
They, you know, our website is equipped to take a donation if they want to do a bigger sponsorship where they can get advertising and those kinds of things. They can contact me directly. I'm Sherry Atherton, founder and president. And, again, all that can come through our website. And, you know, for large sponsorships, of course, we offer prime placement of their logos around the farm and those kinds of things. So, you know, along with our newsletters and website and those kind of things. But, you know, just regular donations, et cetera, again, can come by check or credit card or cash, of course. And we would, you know, anything, any amount helps. It all adds up. Yes.
Other than funding, what else do you need?
Well, you know, it's really, for us, it's really twofold. We need, you know, of course, funding can be in-kind donations. You know, we always need hay and feed. But, you know, really, we need help with getting, raising money. And then we need veterans to come and try out our programs. You know, it's, I just hope that, you know, just to get the word out and let folks know that, you know, there are other options, and I know the VA is backed up and that kind of thing. And we want to complement what people are going through, you know, getting help with in other places. So, you know, sometimes therapy and healing, you need several different avenues to go down. And certainly, it's been shown that working with horses is a healthy option.
What is the cost to veterans to go through your program?
It's free. So we provide that service to veterans for free. Now, if they do want to book a weekend, you know, retreat, we ask for a deposit, which is refundable because, you know, we're reserving a spot for them. And, you know, so we want to make sure that everybody's got some skin in the game and that, you know, they're going to show up. But we do refund that once they show up for the session. So they come here, it's all funded for them. And we just ask that they participate and, you know, and are part of the program.
Okay. Give the website slowly again one more time.
Sure. It's www.hearthtx, and I'll spell that. It's HARTHTX, and that's .org.
So that's Henry, Adam, Roger, Terrence, Henry.
Oh, H-A-R-T-H, yeah.
Yep. And that it, what's the rest of it?
Hearth TX, and TX is for Texas.
Okay. .org.
.org, yes, you've got it.
Sherry, thank you for helping the vets.
Well, and, thank you so much.
And after the show, I always call my guests so we can chat. And right now, Pat Benatar is going to sing us out with Invincible. And we'll talk to everybody again next time.
Thank you so much.